Educate client on property and liability insurance. Property and liability insurance, also known as property and casualty P&C insurance, is protection against unexpected financial loss resulting from owning a home, vehicle, business, or certain possessions. As a client acquires property, it becomes increasingly important for them to cover their assets. Counselors should be prepared to educate their clients about the different kinds of property and liability insurance. In addition to homeowners, renters, and automobile insurance, this category of insurance includes professional liability insurance and pet insurance. In order to educate their clients about the different types of insurance, counselors should also familiarize themselves with the complexities of homeowners insurance, which can be more complicated than other forms of property insurance. Clients are unlikely to need this level of detail, but a counselor who understands how these policies work can better educate their clients and prepare them to make informed decisions. There are several types of homeowners insurance policy types listed below, but note that one covers renter's insurance, even though renters do not own their homes. They all cover property and liability to differing extents. Basic coverage for homeowners offering named perils insurance. Broader coverage for homeowners offering named perils insurance. Open perils insurance. Renter's insurance. Coverage for condominium owners. Coverage for older homes. All of these types are divided into two sections, property and liability. The elements of the property coverage section are shown in Exhibit 3-3. These protect the client against the loss of property or possessions due to various perils. Exhibit 3-3, Property Coverage. The elements of the liability coverage section are shown in Exhibit 3-4. Exhibit 3-4, Liability Coverage. Consider the potential costs of liability. For example, if someone sues a client for an injury they suffer on their property, then the basic policy limit of $100,000 may be insufficient. Counselors should help remind clients about riders so they can explore options for added liability insurance. Most insurance companies will offer adjustments, for example, raising limits to $300,000, $500,000 for a relatively low fee. The amount of property insurance a client needs will depend on how many belongings they own and their overall personal risk management plan. To assess whether basic coverage is sufficient or if more is needed, have the client draw up an inventory of their belongings, including their value, focusing on items that they cannot easily afford to replace by themselves. This will give them a clearer understanding of the amount of coverage they need to purchase. This is also true for renters, who will similarly need to know how much coverage they need for their belongings. Renter's insurance. Renter's insurance is a named perils form of homeowner's insurance, even though the policyholder does not own the property in which they live. Renter's insurance is defined as a type of insurance policy that covers a renter's personal belongings against losses like theft, fire, or water damage, and may also provide liability protection if someone is injured in the rented space. Counselors should educate their clients about the benefits of renter's insurance, including but not limited to: it offers broad protection against financial losses resulting from property damage and slash or loss and is not limited to property lost slash damaged in the home. It protects against liability if someone is injured in their home. This should be carefully checked by the buyer, as there may be some gaps in this coverage. It covers against loss of use should the property become uninhabitable due to damage. It covers a renter's property that is in a vehicle. For example, property in a truck hired to move across town is insured by renter's insurance, although the truck itself is not. A landlord's property insurance will not cover a tenant's belongings. Renter's insurance is typically inexpensive, so it is an efficient and effective form of protection. It can be even cheaper if you are able to bundle it with other forms of insurance, such as auto insurance. Renter's insurance is not always comprehensive, so when investigating options, clients should be advised to read terms and conditions carefully to identify any gaps and slash or limitations before purchasing. To address potential gaps, counselors should educate their clients about certain kinds of riders, replacement cost coverage. Scheduled personal property endorsement, coverage for items that are worth more than policy limits, example jewelry, money, firearms, electronics, etc. Identity theft coverage, pet damage, coverage for damage caused by pets such as scratches on doors. Military equipment coverage, some insurers will offer service members coverage for military equipment and uniforms kept in their home. It is important to educate clients that renter's insurance only covers the property and liability of those named on the policy and how this affects others living at the property. It does not cover a roommate's belongings unless they are also named on the policy. A partner's property is also only covered if they are named on the policy. Renter's insurance may only cover damages that are caused by accident, and in this case, it does not cover losses that the insurer assesses to be the fault of the tenant. However, renter's insurance can be purchased that pays for damages caused by the renter, and some landlords are requiring this of their tenants. If a client has children, counselors should educate them about the importance of checking their property insurance policy to see if it covers a child's property away at college, and that it might be better for college-bound kids to have their own renter's insurance. This will protect the parent's policy from increased premiums and also encourage independence and responsibility. Homeowner's insurance. Homeowner's insurance is defined as a policy that provides financial protection against damage to a home and its contents, as well as liability for accidents on the property. Currently, there is no federal or state law requiring homeowners to purchase insurance for their homes. However, most mortgage lenders will likely require borrowers to take out insurance before they issue a loan. Some lenders will buy homeowner's insurance if the borrower's insurance lapses, but it will likely cover less and be more expensive. The obligation to pay premiums will still fall to the borrower as part of the escrow payment. Regardless of how a home is financed or if it has been paid off, homeowner's insurance is highly recommended. Clients who own homes should be strongly encouraged to buy homeowner's insurance. Standardization of homeowner's insurance policies makes it easier for clients to pick the options that best suit their needs before exploring customization options. Counselors educate their clients about the different categories of homeowner's insurance, which will help prepare them to purchase the right insurance for their situation. For example, there are various levels of coverage and condominiums, and older homes have specific forms of insurance. When purchasing homeowner's insurance, it is especially important to remember that insurance is supposed to offset the costs of catastrophic events, not all possible costs. Counselors should educate their clients so that they are prepared to cover minor expenses related to owning a home. For example, minor repairs to the building and appliances. They should reserve claiming on their insurance for large expenses, such as if a tree falls onto the house and collapses the roof. Counselors should also educate their clients about riders, as explained earlier, so they can ask their insurance providers about any available options. Commonly, this would be an adjustment to cover their property if it is damaged or lost outside of the home. For example, a laptop that is lost or damaged at a coffee shop. Umbrella insurance. Counselors should educate their clients about umbrella insurance, which is also called excess liability insurance and is defined as a supplemental liability policy that provides additional coverage beyond the limits of standard insurance, protecting against large or unexpected claims. Personal umbrella insurance is an additional level of insurance that can be purchased on top of other policies. It is possible that during their life, a client could be sued for an accident or injury. With luck, most of these situations will be covered by an existing liability coverage that they already have, example from home and slash or auto insurance. However, they may find themselves confronted by a lawsuit that, should they lose, would cause considerable financial loss. Umbrella insurance policies can be purchased to cover extra liability coverage as well as legal defense costs, thereby protecting the client's savings and assets. These policies can be quite varied and are usually offered at reasonable rates, but may require the client to reach a predetermined underlying insurance level before they become eligible for the umbrella insurance. Counselors should educate clients about what umbrella insurance does, including but not limited to. Does not go into effect until other liability coverage is exhausted. Covers higher limits for damages. Covers legal costs associated with defense. Covers lawsuits related to defamation, libel, and slander. Increases protection against lawsuits and judgments in the millions of dollars. Offers broad coverage with few exceptions, example intentional harm, aircraft and watercraft activities, some business/professional activities. Can cover policyholders for incidents overseas in some situations. Can cover malicious prosecution, false arrest, and detention. Clients should be informed that umbrella insurance only covers losses for others. It does not cover any personal injury or loss. These are covered by the client's health and auto insurance. Umbrella policies are also available for professional situations, but must be purchased separately. Counselors should discuss with their clients how an umbrella insurance policy may be more valuable to them as their net worth increases over the course of their lives. Automobile and other major property insurance. Driving a car is probably the greatest risk exposure that any American will have in their lifetime. Almost all drivers in the United States, including territories and protectorates, are required by law to have auto liability insurance. In most states, drivers must also carry proof of insurance with them and present it upon request if they are pulled over by law enforcement. Failure to do so can result in losing one's license or the car being impounded. Different states have different financial responsibility legislation, which means they also have minimum levels of required car insurance. A counselor must know the legal insurance requirements of their own state, and it is always important to tell clients to research and comply with their state's laws governing cars and auto insurance before purchasing a policy. In addition to state and federal requirements, if the client is leasing or financing their vehicle, there may be additional insurance requirements set by the lender that must be met. Typically, this may be collision and comprehensive insurance, but could also include gap insurance, see below. As with other forms of insurance, the insured pays premiums, which can be monthly, biannually, or annually, and every policy will have a deductible. The cost of insurance, and therefore the size of the premiums, can vary widely and can be based on a whole range of factors, including but not limited to applicant's age, driving history, applicant's gender, type of car being insured, the more expensive the car, the higher the insurance, amount of driving the buyer is likely to do, vocation, urban versus rural, on-street versus garage parking, the insured's credit score, the insurer important to shop around, compare costs. Fortunately, auto insurance has become relatively standard in the United States, which makes advising clients looking to purchase or change their auto insurance more straightforward. All companies that offer auto insurance sell packages known as personal automobile policies, PAP, which counselors should be familiar with. A personal automobile policy, PAP, is defined as a standard insurance contract that provides coverage for personal vehicles, including liability, collision, comprehensive, medical payments, and uninsured/underinsured motorist protection. PAPs are comprised of four parts: liability coverage, A, medical expenses coverage, B, uninsured/underinsured motorists protection coverage, C, and automobile damage coverage, D. Many of the protections provided by PAP are voided if the driver commits an illegal act or if a card is used without permission. Clients should also be informed that auto insurance does not provide coverage if the vehicle is used for commercial purposes, including providing transportation through rideshare apps. Some insurers do offer coverage for this as a supplement. Part A, liability coverage. This protects the driver if they are legally liable for bodily injury and/or property damage caused by the vehicle. It includes payment for any judgment awarded, court and legal defense costs. Legal costs, should any arise, are paid in addition to policy limits. State minimum liability requirements are typically lower than needed for most car accidents, so clients should be educated to explore expanding their liability coverage. Otherwise, they may leave themselves open to financial crisis if they do get into an accident and do not have enough insurance. Purchasing more than the minimum coverage is therefore highly recommended, within an amount that aligns with the client's overall risk management plan. Most, but not all, states require split limit coverage, which refers to how the policy apportions limits related to accidents, medical limits per person and per accident, and limits for property damage. A common split limit is 25/50/25, $25,000 medical coverage per person, $50,000 medical coverage per accident, and $25,000 for property damage. Counselors should familiarize themselves with their state requirements and educate clients on how to research their state's split limit requirements. Part B, medical expenses coverage. This part outlines the extent of medical expenses covered by the policy, including any potential funeral expenses. As with the liability portion of a PAP, there are limits per person for the driver and passengers. It also covers insured family members who are injured while passengers in a covered car or by a licensed vehicle as a pedestrian or cyclist. Injured parties collect directly from the driver's insurance. Most auto insurance policies are no fault. Note, though, that in some instances, health insurance may provide primary coverage rather than auto insurance. Part C, uninsured/underinsured motorist protection coverage. Despite the fact that insurance is a legal requirement if you are driving a car, not everyone has it. Some drivers also do not have enough insurance to cover the cost of accidents. Uninsured and underinsured motorist insurance is defined as coverage that protects drivers in the event they are involved in an accident with someone who has no insurance or insufficient coverage. Part C of a PAP protects only the insured party by covering bodily injury, and sometimes property damage, caused by drivers without liability insurance or without enough coverage. This coverage also kicks in if the insured is involved in a hit and run. To claim using this part, the insurer will require proof that the uninsured party was at fault and that they do not have insurance. Part D, physical damage coverage. This part is also known as collision or comprehensive automobile insurance. a type of auto coverage that covers non-collision related damages to a vehicle, such as theft by the damage or vandalism. Collision insurance is defined as a type of auto coverage that reimburses the insured for damages to their vehicle resulting from a collision with another vehicle or object. It also covers damage caused in parking lots if it is hit or dented by the door of a vehicle parked beside it. However, damage caused by collisions with animals is not covered. This requires comprehensive coverage. Collision insurance should cover the cost of repairs or replacement of the vehicle after a collision. Comprehensive insurance covers the vehicle against theft and most other perils that may befall it. For example, damage caused by collisions with animals and birds, earthquakes, extreme weather, malicious damage, and even damage caused during riots. Losses are covered regardless of which party is at fault. Comprehensive insurance pays for repairs and replacement. Educate clients regarding the different types of coverage and encourage them to purchase coverage that aligns with their individual state minimums, personal risk tolerance, and overall risk management plan. Customization. There are many ways an auto insurance policy can be customized, but here are three common optional coverages. Gap insurance is defined as a type of auto insurance that covers the difference between what a car is worth and the amount still owed on a loan or lease if the vehicle is totaled or stolen. Rental reimbursement covers the cost of a rental while an owned vehicle is getting repairs following a peril covered by the policy, can cover public transportation costs instead of a rental vehicle. Roadside assistance covers breakdown and non-repair related services such as tow trucks, fuel delivery, or locksmith. Discounts. Even though auto insurance is a requirement for most drivers, there are ways to save money. Counselors should educate their clients to explore the options available to save on insurance without sacrificing the amount of coverage. Assessing available discounts should be incorporated into any regular review of a client's insurance needs. Here are some common discounts that an insurer may offer. Multi-policy / multi-line discount. Bundling multiple insurance policies from the same provider, example car, home, life, etc. Multi-car. Insuring multiple vehicles with the same provider, especially useful if the client marries and wishes to combine insurance with their spouses, or when children reach driving age. Safety discounts. If a car already has enhanced safety features or if the buyer installs new safety features, example anti-lock brakes, daytime running lights, anti-theft devices / features, factory installed or aftermarket, such as GPS, stolen vehicle recovery systems, low jack, and 7 etching, annual / biannual premium payments, defensive driver discounts via approved course. Good student discount for full-time enrolled student drivers. Occupational discounts, example military, government, alumni associations and professional organizations. Professional liability insurance. Professional liability insurance, also called errors and omissions, E&O insurance, is defined as a type of insurance that protects professionals from financial losses due to claims of negligence, errors, omissions, breach of contract, or failure to deliver while providing services to clients. Professional liability insurance is, in some states, required by law. For example, doctors and attorneys must often maintain policies, and special medical and legal malpractice insurance policies are available to these professions. Other professions that provide services or advice should consider purchasing coverage. For example, contractors, accountants, architects, management consultants, real estate agents, and importantly, counselors. There are two types of professional liability insurance policies. Claims made covers any claim based on events and lawsuits as long as the insurance policy was already in effect, both when the event occurred and when the claim is made. Occurrence covers any claim for an event that took place during the period covered, even if the claim is submitted after the policy has lapsed, for example, because a doctor or contractor has retired. Clients who are unsure if they might need professional liability insurance should consult with their trade association, if they have one, or insurance professionals who specialize in professional liability insurance to determine their needs and exposure. Pet insurance. Just as medical care for humans can be expensive, so can the cost of care for pets. A counselor should be prepared to educate their clients on pet insurance and how it might align with their personal risk management plans. Pet insurance is defined as a type of health insurance for animals that falls under the category of property and casualty insurance. It provides payment or reimbursement for eligible veterinary expenses. There are sometimes riders that can be added to cover additional care costs, example x-rays. Pet insurance will also have deductibles and premiums, monthly or annual, which operate in the same way. It is also relatively affordable. As with other forms of insurance, the focus should be on protecting against major financial burdens. In the case of pets, this means the client may decide to cover simple checkups and minor treatments with their own funds. Pet insurance coverage typically covers surgeries, major accidents, follow-up appointments, and any ongoing treatments, for example, diabetes, vaccinations, dental care, and parasite-related medications. Some policies also cover end-of-life costs, such as euthanasia, cremation, and burial. One important note, the pet owner must pay upfront for care and then request reimbursement. This can lead to short-term financial strain if a client's pet is involved in an accident and requires expensive surgeries or rehabilitation. Also, pet insurance often will not cover a pet's pre-existing conditions.